Chapter 1. Hold on to your panties! Melanie looked up from the cash register where she was making change for her customers to find her best friend, Lisa, standing before her with a ridiculous smile on her face. Lise, you made me lose count.
It doesn't matter!
Lisa grabbed Melanie by the hands and swung her around.
This is way more important.
More important than getting a good tip? God, Melanie, will you just listen to me? Melanie glanced over her shoulder to make sure her customers weren't trying to flag her down, and then turned back to Lisa. You have 30 seconds.
Okay, well, pack your bags.
Melanie's eyes widened. Any reason?
You, me, and Shauna. 5 days, 6 nights, on a cruise.
Melanie wanted to be excited. No one needed a vacation more than she did at that moment, but it was usually the people who needed the vacations who couldn't afford to take them. Thanks, Lise, but I highly doubt I could pay for a cruise right now. And I certainly couldn't pay for it and still feel good about taking 6 days off of work.
Oh, come on, Mel.
Excuse me, miss. Melanie looked over her shoulder and smiled at the couple waiting for her to bring their change. I gotta go, Lise.
Can we talk about this later?
We can, but unless some aunt I don't know about dies and leaves me $10,000, I'm not going. Melanie took off toward her table, feeling worse about her life than she usually did. She had come to New York 3 years ago with wide eyes and big dreams, none of which had worked out. Instead of starring on Broadway, she was stuck in holding rooms all day, waiting to sing her 16 bars and waiting tables at a diner at night, not the glamorous life she had dreamed of.
Is there something else I can get you?
Just the check, please.
Sure.
Melanie made her way back to the register, dodging her fellow waiters as she did. Lisa was still there, waiting for her.
Lise, I'm gonna get in trouble. Won't you hear me out, Mel? Come on. It would be so great.
All three of us, relaxing by the pool, soaking up the sun for 6 days. Melanie, your table is waiting on their check. Her boss eyed Lisa, and Melanie wanted to crawl into a hole. She knew Cliff would be on her tail if Lisa hung around too long.
I'm on it, boss, she said as the ticket rolled out from the little printer.
Without even sparing a glance for Lisa, she ran the check back to the table, then greeted the new customers who had just sat down in her section. As she took their order, she prayed Lisa would be gone by the time she returned to the register. It wasn't so much that she was worried about what her boss would do, but she didn't want to hear any more about the fabulous cruise that she couldn't afford to take. It was hard enough to say no without Lisa badgering her about it.
Melanie, Cliff said as she approached the register, this is a busy restaurant. You can't have your friends dropping in for a chat. Is that understood?
Absolutely, Melanie agreed. Won't happen again, I promise.
Cliff moved on and Melanie entered the new order before retrieving the check from her last table. Great. 10% tip on a meager meal. Melanie stuffed the $1.50 into her apron and cleared away the table. It was going to take a lot of 10% tips to get her on that cruise. At this rate, she'd go on vacation when she turned 52. Devin Matthews stared up at the giant cruise ship before him. Impressive was the only way to describe it. The massive structure made him feel as if he were about 3 inches tall. He could hardly believe he'd be spending the next 3 months aboard the floating metropolis. But he needed a change of scenery. New York was getting old. The string of blind dates and one-night stands were getting even older. Women only wanted him for his money. He was only okay looking, nothing to write home to Mama about. And girls barely gave him the time of day, until they found out his name.
Oh my God! Didn't you create that game for the iPhone? Aren't you like a gajillionaire now?
Not quite a gajillionaire, but 100 millionaire was probably close enough. Clearly, none of those women worked out long term, which was great for a while. But as Devin neared 30, he was tiring of the fast-paced, meaningless life of a bachelor who earned his fortune at the ripe age of 28. He wanted to do something with his life, have a lasting relationship for once, and maybe, just maybe, even settle down.